This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. When Delaware's General Assembly reconvenes next week for a special session on property reassessment issues, there will be a new member in the House chamber. Democrat Alana Burry defeated Republican Nikki Miller in the House District 20 special election to replace former state representative Stell Parker Selby. Parker Selby resigned in June, citing health concerns after suffering a stroke in December. Berry's victory in the Milton area district was a narrow one, a margin of just 121 votes. And Tuesday night, following that win, Delaware Public Media state politics reporter Sarah Petrowich spoke with Burry about her victory and what's next.
For starters, Representative Burry, tell me initial reactions following your win tonight.
I am just really excited by the momentum that we were able to build in under 30 days in this district. I am grateful for the voter turnout that we had. My understanding is we had the highest voter turnout in a special election ever in Delaware history, which to me just points to the fact that our voters care about the issues and they want their voice to be heard. And I'm excited to go to Dover and be the voice in Dover on behalf of Representative District 20.
Yeah, and can you talk to me a little bit about the race? Obviously, this was a narrow one, and I know, you know, you campaigned a lot on not necessarily your party, but really being a representative for the area. So, I mean, after all is said and done and all of early voting, just kind of reflecting back, how does it feel now?
Yeah, I've said time and time again throughout this campaign that the thing that inspires me the most is that Delaware is a state of neighbors. And that tomorrow, regardless of who you voted for, and I'm grateful for the folks who did vote or who you didn't, that tomorrow we're just all neighbors again. And it's my job as representative to work on behalf of everyone in this community. And so I'm excited to go out and hear their concerns and listen to the issues that matter to folks in this community. And then be the voice and the vote that they've been wanting at Legislative Hall.
There's a special session coming up in just a few days. So I'm curious, have you already been in discussions about, you know, the results still need to be certified. But then is it your understanding that you will be sworn in and being able to participate in that special session?
It's my understanding that prior to the special session, I would be sworn in, yes.
Got it. Okay, so really jumping right in. Do you have any thoughts initially just, you know, getting going with the whole reassessment process and school taxes and all of that prior to the special session?
Yeah, I think that the reassessment process is one of the, you know, the biggest issues facing our communities. It's directly impacted folks in Representative District 20 and in other places across the state. It requires us to think thoughtfully and strategically about how we both make sure that our schools are fully funded and have the supports that they need, while making sure that folks who have been living in communities and homes for a really long time are able to still live in those homes and those spaces and aren't taxed out of those properties. And so I'm actually really excited on day one, after I get sworn in, to be able to be a part of those conversations on behalf of the state and on behalf of this district, because I think it's issues like those that really matter to this community and really matter to folks' pockets and their livelihood moving forward.
Yeah, and speaking of other issues, you know, you've obviously been campaigning now for several weeks, and, you know, this has been at the forefront of your mind. But I'm curious, now that you've been elected, really, what are your core areas of focus that you want to bring to the legislature moving forward?
Yeah, I care, as I've said along this campaign, about our K-12 education system. I care about our early childhood education system. I care about infrastructure in this district in particular to make sure that we're still able to welcome folks who come to Delaware and they come to Sussex County and they fall in love and they want to stay here and build their lives here. But we have to do that in a way that's smart. We have to do that in a way that makes sure our roads can support it, that our schools can support it, that our water systems and sewage systems can support it. And so we have to be strategic about how we move forward with infrastructure. And I care about our healthcare system. I live in a district where we have a health, we're having a healthcare crisis. We have a shortage of doctors, shortage of nurses. Specialists are really hard to schedule with for our everyday constituents. I myself have experienced that. And so we need to, again, think strategically, both on the front end, folks who are coming out of medical school and have the option to choose to live and work in this community, but also folks on the back end who maybe can give an extra year or two before they retire to this community as well. And so those are the issues that I've talked and door knocked around throughout this campaign. Those are the issues that I've heard from constituents that they care about. And so I'm ready to go to Dover and bring that perspective to the legislature and be able to write policy around some of those issues.
And this seat was open because of a resignation of the former representative, Stell Parker Selby, due to a stroke that she suffered. So she felt that she needed more time to recover. But that did stir up some discourse in the community about a lack of representation on their behalf during the legislative session. So I'm just curious, you know, do you have a message to those voters, you know, or people that felt like they had a lack of representation for the past several months, and how you plan to push forward now that you've been elected to this seat?
Yeah, what I can say to those voters and every voter in Representative District 20 is that I'm here to show up for you. And in Dover, I'm here to be a voice for you in Legislative Hall. I'm one of those constituents that lived in this district. And it matters to me that we have a voice, and it matters to me that we're able to have a vote on the floor. And so I raised my hand and I signed up to do that on behalf of every single voter in this district. And that's what I plan to do. And I need folks alongside me in this. I need to learn from and hear from other voters in this district. I need to understand better their issues and why they care about those things so that I can vote on in a way and on behalf of the constituents of Representative District 20.
Thanks to new State Representative Alana Berry and our Sarah Petrowich for joining us on The Green this week. And The Green continues in a moment with a look at a new map that offers insight into the threat Delaware's marshes and wetlands face. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.